The First Minister, Peter Robinson, has criticised the arrangements for government here, saying they're no longer fit for purpose. Writing in the Belfast Telegraph, Mr Robinson calls for reforms to the Stormont system, even a St Andrews 2 summit with government involvement. We asked Mr Robinson to come on to the programme this morning, but he was not available. We can speak, though, to his party colleague and Enterprise Minister, Arlene Foster. And a very good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning.
Is this a rather extreme form of brinkmanship and electioneering?
No, not at all. I think this shows that Peter is very much listening to what people have had to say, and he's dealing with the reality of the non-implementation of welfare reform. It really is untenable, unsustainable to take the cost burden of the failure to implement what has been our national government's welfare plans. And towards the end of the summer, he received correspondence from the Deputy Prime Minister, which made it very clear that it would cost in excess of £1 billion to the Northern Ireland Executive, and that's in the context of us having a block grant of £10 billion. So it is simply untenable, unsustainable to continue without calling time and deciding that we must make our government here in Northern Ireland more efficient and indeed more effective.
Would the DUP bring Stormont down?
Well, that's not our focus at all, and indeed our focus is really on reforming what's there already. We, through the St Andrews Agreement, believed that we had a fair deal in 2006-2007, but even at that time we recognised that we would have to come back to the structures again, and indeed it was written in to the legislation that we would come back to the structures again. And if people are being told that the price of devolution is £1 billion, I don't believe that any government could sustain that, Noel, and I think Peter has recognised that. He has put forward his, I believe, very positive proposals to move forward, and I hope that other parties will recognise them as such.
One of those proposals is for Westminster to take back social security powers. Is that something you would really like to see happen?
No, that's not. And there are two ways to deal with the problems that we find ourselves in at the moment.
We'll deal with the second one, but that is one of them.
And we have said right from the beginning, way back in 2003, one of our policy documents made it clear that we didn't believe that social security power should be devolved to Stormont in the first place, so we're being completely consistent in that regard. However, the government, through the Secretary of State, has said that she doesn't believe that that is the way forward. And given that, Peter has said that we need to move forward in a different way and have a round of negotiations, which he has styled St Andrews to.
St Andrews was at a time when there was no working government here. Here we are, 8 years further on. You've been in power with Sinn Féin. You are working, however dysfunctionally some people might claim, there is a government working there. Why would you need to go away again to St Andrews or somewhere similar to discuss all this? Aren't you dealing with it with your colleagues on a daily basis?
Well, of course, there have been great successes due to devolution. And indeed, it has been said to me that without devolution, we couldn't be the top region in the United Kingdom, and that's in the whole of the United Kingdom in respect of bringing jobs in. And I'm incredibly proud that our executive has been able to achieve that at a time of great difficulties for the economy. So we're very proud of that. We're very proud of the fact that we have worked with the local community here, but also we recognise that there are difficulties in relation to reaching decisions. Therefore, I don't think Peter's suggesting that we all decamp to Scotland, to St Andrews. What he is suggesting is that we need to enter into a round of negotiations whilst the Assembly continues with the everyday business. We're not suggesting that we don't continue with doing the work that we were...
Okay. Well, has he discussed this with the Deputy First Minister?
I am unaware of him having discussed it with the Deputy.
Well, wouldn't that be the first person he should speak to about it?
Well, no, these are Peter's proposals. I mean, for goodness sake.
Yes,
no.
But he is the First Minister, and there is a Deputy First Minister.
The difficulties around welfare reform, as I think we're all aware, come from Sinn Féin. So these are Peter's proposals in a very pragmatic way to deal with the difficulties that have arisen. Yes, they've been brought to a head by welfare reform, but there have been other times when we have had inefficient and ineffective government. Mm. And, you know, I think the people of Northern Ireland recognise that. Certainly that's what they've been saying to me. They've been saying, we value devolution, but we believe we want better devolution.
But I certainly want better devolution. Some people might say that rather than publish a long piece in a newspaper saying this is what we need to do, he might have gone to Martin McGuinness and said, this is what I think we need to do. What do you think?
Well, some people may say that, but what I think this shows is that Peter very seriously has considered the issues. He has set them out for all of the people of Northern Ireland to read. And I would say this, Noel, I would encourage everybody to read Peter's piece today. It sets out very clearly, through no filters, where he believes we need to move to. And I think that shows great leadership. And I think it shows that he has a very clear vision for Northern Ireland.
Does it show an inability to discuss things with the Deputy First Minister?
I don't know how you can say that, Noel.
Well, I just ask again, because many people will say, why would you not go?
When we're calling for a round of negotiations, how can you say that we're not prepared to discuss issues?
Well, you're talking to a St Andrews.
Here's where we have set out our vision for Northern Ireland,
yes,
where we believe we should move to. Other parties will consider their position. They will no doubt come on to your programme and others and give their considered view. I hope it's a considered view in any account in relation to Peter's proposals, and then we will move forward. That's the way politics works.
Well, I'm just interested.
People put forward their particular points of view, and then others will react to that.
Peter Robinson talks about a St Andrews setting. Well, we know the St Andrews setting. I mean, there were many, many days of talks in which you weren't talking to directly to Sinn Féin, you were talking to governments. So that's what I'm saying. Does this style of approach show that there is an inability for your party leader, to get on with the Deputy First Minister to discuss these things in camera somewhere before you come to the Belfast Telegraph to lay out your stall?
I think you're reading far too much into the St Andrews title. Can I say that to you for a start off? I think what Peter was referring to was the fact that through St Andrews, we were able to come to a situation where, despite all of the detractors, despite the fact that people said we would never be able to form an administration in Northern Ireland, we did form an administration. And I think what he's saying now is that we need to go back to that mindset and look at the problems we have with inefficiency, with ineffectiveness, and deal with those as well. And meanwhile, the work of the Assembly and the Executive will continue insofar as it can in the context of the budget cuts that we have to deal with. But we have to face into the reality of £1 billion coming out of our budget. No government could deal with that. And therefore, Peter is right to call us around a table and into negotiations to deal with those issues. And meanwhile, we will continue with the Government of Northern Ireland. All right.